Oh, my apologies, Kumbare, said the doctor. I feel so lightheaded this afternoon, and everything looks hazy. What can I do for you?
You can come with me to die, said Karos. It is your time now.
The doctor trembled and threw himself at the feet of death. Have mercy, Kumbare. Give me a little time more for the sake of your godson. I beg you to let me stay until he is married, until I see his own son born.
I cannot wait for you, kinsman, Death answered. We have lakes and seas and mountains and plains to cross. You must come with me.
So they traveled together, over islands and mountains and water, over Greece, through Greece, under Greece, until they came to a great palace hidden in a cave. A palace as huge as the sky, with as many windows as there are stars in all the galaxies. Some of the windows were brilliantly lit, some softly lit, some altogether dark.
We have come to the end of our journey, said Death.
Karos led the way into one of the lighted rooms, where many banks of candles were burning, some strongly, some weakly, and one an inch away from going out. Death stood the doctor in front of the candle and told him,
This is the candle of your life. Do you see how the flame is going out?
So be it,
starts the black-mouthed witch.
The test has been passed. We must tell this creature of its past, its present, and of its future. You are a creature of Zaradan Mar, this you know. You are his creature, as he is ours. But now you must destroy our unholy son, for he seeks to alter the very balance of nature. Evil must not triumph over all. Chaos cannot reign supreme, for the balance is vital. We cannot get near Zaradan, for he knows that we would prevent his plans. But his vanity is great. You are his creation. He will not turn you from his door. And when you meet him, you must destroy him. When you do this, you will save the balance, and your own truth will be revealed. We may not tell you more, lest your thirst for knowledge be quenched, and you abandon your destiny.